Welcome to Voice Podcast Training. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with Jan Jansen, and we're delighted to have you along with us again today. And last week was a great talk. Jan, I was just fired up. I was so excited about working with you, and I'm just looking forward to everything we're going to be talking about in terms of podcasting and the voice in the future. And the purpose of our podcast, for those of you that are just joining us for the first time, is to help you realize learn how to use your voice better, because your voice is one of the most powerful instruments that you've got, and we're going to be talking about lots of different things that you can do to use your voice to influence your audience. One of the things that's come up in our conversation just before we started was a question of, if you are speaking, should you be paid, or should it be for free? And that's a bit of an issue with people that are just starting out in the speaking business. So what's your opinion, Jan?
Well, it's a good one, Scott, and I think when you and I spoke last week, it really triggered my thoughts about it, because you commented on the person who had the whole audience just running to the back to buy
right.
product, and that's obviously every speaker's dream.
Yes.
You know, we all just would love that image of people just bringing out their credit cards and running to the back, flinging it on the table and say, whatever, however much I want it, right?
Right, right.
So that's why I thought that it would be a really good thing to talk about today, because it's a big issue for public speakers is, do I get paid or not?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. How do you get to the point where you've got all those people running to the back?
Well, a couple of things. One is, when you get offered to do a presentation, a lot of people will ask, well, how much do you charge? So for a beginning speaker, sometimes it's nothing. Sometimes you're just going to be offered to speak for free. And then it seems that you get in your head that when you get good, or when you are famous, then you should be speaking for nothing. But I'm just going to tell you that I know of an organization, Scott, that brings in top speakers, the likes of Robert Allen and Mark Victor Hansen and people of that caliber, and I'm going to tell you that they speak for free.
Wow.
Okay. Now, people would assume that they just come with a $20,000 or $30,000 ticket.
Right.
But that's not the truth. They actually come and speak for free. And there's a big reason why they do that. Because that person who's organized the event has put the bums in the seats.
That's right.
Okay. And if you're not a marketer, that's a tough thing. You know, you can be a public speaker till the cows come home, but if you have anybody to speak to.
That's right. Actually, in the public speaking business, I think that the hardest thing is getting people into the room to listen to you. The easiest thing is actually talking to them.
Oh, for sure, right? So if you have someone who says to you, listen, I'll put 100 people or 1,000 people or 5,000 people in front of you, but you need to speak for free, I'd be all over it.
Sure.
Okay, and the way that those people like Mark Victor Hansen and Robert Allen and a number of the top speakers in the world make their money is through back-end sales.
Mm.
So I think that that's really where, you know, my forte comes in, Scott, is that I'm a businesswoman first.
Right.
I am also a public speaker. So whenever I do anything, I'm thinking of business. I'm thinking about making money. I always joke about, I don't breathe without it being a tax write-off. That cup of coffee is a tax write-off. And
right.
Same thing when I'm looking at the public speaking arena. I'm looking at, how do you make the most money? Because it's one thing just to speak for the pure joy of speaking, but we also want to make money.
Absolutely, because you won't be able to continue if you can't afford
right.
your rent and your food and your lifestyle and everything
That's right.
else.
That's right. Joy does not pay those things, unfortunately.
Right.
Not
right.
yet. So when you look at just an example, and I use this with someone who came to me a couple of weeks ago and said, well, I've been told not to speak for free once. I've done it a few times. But think about this. If someone offered you, for example, let's say $500 to speak to 100 people, you're going to get your $500 and you're going to do your thing and you're going to walk out. And
yeah.
that's all you're going to have. You're going to have $500.
Yeah.
Now, what if you were to speak for free to those 100 people and just 10% bought from you at $100?
That's $5,000.
10% of 100 is 10 people.
Sorry.
times 100. I know, Scott, you're probably telling me you're having a foggy morning. Okay, so that's $1,000.
Right.
So you've already made twice as much money as you would have in the beginning. But now you've got 10 people in your sales funnel.
That's right.
Okay, so it might have been an introductory product at $49.95 or at $97 or whatever. But now you've got people that have exposure to your product. So who's to say that you're not going to be able to sell them down the road?
Right.
And if you have developed a proper sales funnel and back-end funnel, then I'll explain that in a minute, then there's no end to the amount of money you can make off of just those 10 people.
Right. Actually, I was at a real estate seminar about a month and a half ago, and they had 5 speakers. And you could tell who the really good speakers were in terms of sales because they had the audience just right in the palm of their hands, and he actually told them, okay, everybody stand up, and they all stood up, walk to the back of the room and get my cassette case or whatever it was he was selling, right? And off they went. And he made tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in that couple hours that he was on stage, right? And so you look at that and you say, you know, maybe the question is, you can't afford to be, can you afford to be a paid speaker? You know, maybe it's way more lucrative to be a free speaker and be able to send people to the back to buy your product because now, of course, you've got that next second touch once they listen to it or they read it or watch it or whatever it is, right?
And that happened to me last year. I actually got invited to go to Calgary to speak, and the woman had promised me 100 people in the room, and it turned out that she ended up with 17 people in the room. Well, I had flown into Calgary. She was paying me $200 because it was a very much a not-for-profit type of an event. And, you know, part of me went, oh my goodness, I can't believe this. And you know, there is that part of us that comes up and goes, how am I going to make any money out of this? But I did have my back end ready, and I sold half the room. So I ended up with 8 people, and I had a telecast that I was doing that only had room for 10.
Oh.
And I already had 2 people, so I basically said to them, I have 8 spots left. That's it. If you're interested, this is it. So not only did I get paid, which covered my airfare, which was fine, but then I also got 8 of those 17 people into my program. Well, out of those, several of them ended up hiring me as a coach,
right,
which has earned me then since thousands of dollars.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
So that what I could have said, this is a disaster, and you only have 17 people, and I'm not coming, and I would have had a really good excuse. My mom had just passed away. I had a really good excuse to have canceled it, and I didn't, Scott. And you know what? Looking back, hey, that's put a lot of money in my pocket over the last year.
That's right. So it's really important, I think, to look, because from what I'm hearing you say, is to look at how your sales process works. And if you're just doing have one product, that's a mistake.
Yes, it
is. And you want to have a product, whether it's a book, an audio, a video, and then you want to have things that you can offer people afterwards.
That's right. So when you think of a kitchen funnel, that's how I was taught the marketing and sales process, and it works. So you're going to have the widest at the top, which is going to be where it's going to appeal to the most, and it's going to either be free or it's going to be very, very affordable. So, for example, people come into my funnel through my monthly newsletter.
Yeah.
Then it gets more expensive and it gets more exclusive until you get to, at the bottom of my funnel, is my personal coaching.
Right.
So people may have bought my CDs, or they may have bought a teleclass, or they may have done something, and it just gets progressively more expensive. And it's a one way, what I call, to build that circle of trust.
Right.
So you're bringing people into the funnel. Well, if you never have an opportunity, if you're sort of this fly-by-night speaker, you show up, you don't have any back-end products, then that's exactly what you will always be. You will never, ever really make a lot of money, public speaking.
And we've watched and we've seen a lot of people use this system.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really amazing to, you know, like one of the organizations I was involved in a lot over the last couple of years, man, it was, here's a product, you get introduced to us with this product, you get to find out what we're about, here's some other products that sort of tie in to the main product, and then at the end of it all, hey, you need help learning how to use the system, how to use the products, everything else, here's the coaching for you, right? And
to the tune of thousands of dollars.
Well, in this particular company, it was growing them at 30% and a year just in the coaching aspect of it, right?
Yeah.
So huge growth.
So there's a couple of things, though, that I want to mention, Scott, before we conclude today, and that is that will only work if people expect to buy.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going out to a, you know, potentially a rotary type of lunch where people have never, ever, ever done this before, and they are very used to just coming in and buying their lunch and hearing a speaker, it may not work. So that has to be taken into consideration.
Right.
So when you're speaking to the person who says, I'm going to put people, are those people expecting to buy? The other thing is that that person may also want a percentage.
Right.
Okay? And that's perfectly fine too. Because again, that's a very small fee that you have paid to have access to a lot of people. So you may arrange that you will have some kind of sign up for just a newsletter so you get everybody's email address, not just the email address of the people who actually purchase from you.
Right.
So, you know, that's, and the other thing that you really want to make sure is that you are going to sell what those people want. So that's going to come back down to your market research. You cannot go in to speak to a group of dentists and expect them to perhaps buy personal development.
Right.
Okay? So it has to be appropriate. Now, I know of speakers who actually will speak to the Association of Dentists and then the Association of Chiropractors and the Association of Naturopaths, for example. But what they do is they take the same material. For the most part, they create a different cover page or a different topic title. And so instead of it being how to build your dentist business, it's, you know, how to build your chiropractor business.
Right.
And they just use the lingo that would be appropriate for that. And now with technology, there's no reason why you cannot change that ebook or that, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, yeah. So just to make sure that you're really targeting that market, because again, you don't want to be standing up there, you know, speaking for free, needing the sales to pay for your time, and everybody kind of looking at you like, well, I don't even want it.
Right, and if you want to use examples that are relevant to your audience.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, you know, I always think of T. Harv Eker, who was a mentor of mine, and I laugh when I hear this, but he always says, you notice that my book says best-selling author. It doesn't say best author.
Right.
So, you know, this is about sales. And as public speakers, sometimes we don't feel comfortable doing sales. And if that's the case, then you need to get comfortable doing sales.
Right. And I think that's a real attitude adjustment that some people need to take.
Huge.
Because if you've got something that's really worthwhile and interesting to say and to help people, then why wouldn't you want them to have it? And it's funny how oftentimes it's like, well, here's my information, and it's almost, they're afraid to ask for the sale or to ask people to go to the next step. And that always reminds me of Blair Singer, who wrote Sales Dog, and I saw him speak. Wow, like it just totally revolutionized how I looked at myself as a salesperson, because I'm more golden retriever than a pit bull, and I was trying to be a pit bull and just wasn't working. And I got so much out of his talk, I said, I got to buy his book, because if he gives that much great information in his talk, his book has to be phenomenal, right? And actually, everything in his talk was in his book. Nothing in his book was not covered in his talk. So when I actually read the book, I was disappointed, because I thought, darn, like there's nothing more for me to learn here. What I forgot about was the fact that 6 months or a year later, I was going to forget everything I'd heard him say, which I did, and I picked up the book and I reread it, and it was a great refresher, and I was so glad I had the book to reinforce what he had taught, because otherwise it would have been lost, right? So there's a case of, gee, you know, give it all away, let people have it, and for the long term, you're going to be helping them out a lot more than if you keep it away. Because he could have said, you know what, now that you've heard my talk, you don't need to buy my book. Which would have been a big mistake for me. So.
Well, for most people.
Yeah.
I don't think most of us remember every single thing we hear a speaker say. That would be
right.
The highest of compliments there, Scott. So next week what I wanted to talk about was then the introduction. Because that's really where you're going to have to catch people.
Yes.
People's attention right away. They're going to be looking at you with sizing you up, critiquing you.
Right. So, yes, the introduction is extremely important. So that's what we're going to cover next week. I think this, I call these sort of things a special report when we go slightly off topic, but I think paid versus not paid is such a big issue.
Yeah.
And like you say, it kind of came up last week, so I'm glad that we covered it this
time.
Yeah,
I know. I think it's really important, Scott, because at the end of the day, a lot of speakers have issues with this, and they don't know what to do, and there's some varying opinions. But at the end of the day, to me, what's the most important is that I have a database that is increasingly getting larger and loves me and is purchasing my products, and I'm building that circle of trust. And
right.
You do that more easily if you are not a paid speaker.
Right, because a lot of people are looking for people that'll talk.
Absolutely, yeah.
Cool. Great, well, this is Voice Podcast Training. I'm Scott Patton with Jan Jansen. And Jan, can you let everybody know your website?
It's at www.janjansen.com, J-A-N-J-A-N-Z for our American friends, or Z-E-N.com.
Great. And if you go to janjansen.com, you can sign up for the newsletter.
Free newsletter.
Free newsletter. Lots of great information on all sorts of different topics.
Yeah. And everything for the entrepreneur.
Everything for the entrepreneur. Great. So we appreciate you joining us this week, and we look forward to hearing your comments. Make sure you head over to persuasive-speech.podomatic.com to leave your comments, and that's persuasive-speech, speech.podomatic.com. And thank you, those who have already left some comments. We've had some great responses from people and comments about the podcast so far, and it gives us lots of encouragement. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Bye.